Hi, Kim. This is Jack Spierko from the Survival Podcast. Thanks for having me back on Tech News this week once again to talk to your audience about family preparedness. Today, I want to talk to you about one really, really important thing when it comes to family preparedness, and that's staying weather alert, specifically during a power outage. Most of us tune into our local TV stations because we have really great people there with degrees in meteorology. They're tied in with all the systems across the country, and they're able to tell us when, hey, look, you have tornadoes heading towards your house right now. Get to your safe space. Or there's a flash flood warning in your area, and we know that we're in a low-lying area. We need to seek higher ground. Those guys are really great at that, and it works really great right up until the point where the severe weather itself knocks down the grid and we're without power. At that point, we really need to become weather alert so that we can respond to these things, because most of the time, not all of the time, but most of the time, if we are aware of pending major weather events and we take proper precautions, we're going to get through it. Now, I want to talk to you about how we can do this. The number one way that most people do this is to rely on their cell phones. I think that's a fantastic idea, and most of the time the cellular networks do stay up. Sometimes they can go down, and we'll talk about what to do if that occurs, and they're not as good as being able to hear from your local people that tell you what's going on, that are watching radar, but they let you do that for yourself. A lot of people use the Weather Channel app. I have that on my iPhone, and I do check it from time to time, but what I have found is that the radar on it can take a really long time to load, especially over the cellular network if my data network is down due to a power outage. I don't know who your local TV providers are, but here, probably the best local weather advice comes from Fox News, and they have an app called the WAAP, W-A-A-P. It's probably available in your area. You can check another affiliate if you prefer them. And I have found that they do a lot better job of keeping the speed updates of the radar so you can make your own determinations about what's coming in and what you need to do about it. And it's more tailored to you as an individual than something more generic like the Weather Channel. But with your phone, of course, even if the cellular networks are up, it only works as long as you have power to it. So keep it charged. We have rules with our cell phones here at the Survival Podcast, and one is your cell phone is always charged. You never let your cell phone run down, and if you're not using it in, plug it in and charge it up. Do that when you're in your car. Do that when you're at home. Do that at your office. Always keep your phone charged at all times. Then you have plenty of time in most instances for your cell phone to work. But always have a backup battery for your cell phone. There's a lot of options out there. The one that I am most fond of is the Anker, A-N-K-E-R, Astro E7. This will charge an iPhone 9 times. If you're judicious with your power usage during an outage, that will take most people well through a week with an iPhone or a Galaxy, etc. And then, of course, have a car charger. Then we need to look at backup power. Now, I can't get into all the different options for backup power, but I'm going to give you the three big ones, just a quick overview here and how they can apply to this situation individually. Number one is a generator. I really recommend that you look at something like a Honda EU2000. It is probably the most efficient and valued generator that's out there for family preparedness. Lots of other options. What I like about the Honda is it's a gas zipper and it's very, very quiet. It's also an inverter generator, so it'll work with all of your electronics. Next up, consider getting a car inverter. People talk about having a generator, but you probably have a $30,000 to $50,000 vehicle sitting out in your front yard. With a simple inverter, like an 800-watt inverter from somebody like Cobra, that can be clamped to your batteries, an extension cord run into the house, you'll have power. And then battery backup. You can build a battery backup system with something as simple as trolling motor batteries in your closet and a good Schumacher battery charger. Again, we can't get into all that, but you get the point. Have additional means to power things in your home. This can even do things like prevent all your food from being destroyed in your refrigerator. Back to the main subject. I've even built a battery backup system in the toolbox of my pickup truck. I have two GC2 golf cart batteries. They're wired to my alternator with a charge controller, and every time I drive my truck, they power up. That'll get interesting here in just a second. Once we have a source of backup power, we have other sources we can use for our information. Number one is your TV. Again, I still think the best information comes from your local network affiliate. These guys are paid to make sure that you are weather aware. A simple digital antenna attached to the back of your TV, change your source input, plug your backup power into it. And it really even makes sense to have a small TV. The smaller the TV, the less power it takes, the longer your backup power will work. And use that one. Have the antenna already installed. Make sure it works before you rely on it. With all things, always do that. Next, good old-fashioned AM/FM radio. A good old-fashioned, when I say old-fashioned, I'm talking about a transistor radio, the ones you used to put in your pocket before they even had things called Walkmans. And those, if they usually run on AA batteries, and they will run a long time on a set of AA batteries. Your local radio stations, find out the ones that are best for you, have it pre-tuned to it, turn it on. You really want to extend the life of that old transistor radio? Well, get yourself a set of cheap earbuds for it. Turn the volume down as low as you can and still hear it over the earbuds. It will extend the lifetime of the batteries in that radio about 3 to 4 times over playing it loud across the speaker. The biggest power draw on those radios is actually amplifying the sound for you to hear. Next, look at scanner apps. I'm really fond of one called 5-0 Radio Pro. Check out the different scanner apps for police scanners and first responder scanners for your device, whether it be Android, iPhone, etc. Find the ones that work best for you that have access to your local responders. Just listening into them can be very beneficial. And of course, a good old-fashioned police scanner. I can't get into that today, but that's another good one to have available because the EMS people are going to be dealing with the situation. That gives you a lot of on-the-ground intelligence. Now, how important is this? Back in 2015, from December 23rd to 26th, there were 38 confirmed tornadoes. They happened right here at Ground Zero. I backed my pickup truck, plugged in my TV set, switched over to the antenna, and I was able to hear what was going on and quickly was able to assess that the line of tornadoes had indeed passed our area. We were without power for quite a few more hours, but that put us at a sense of relief. Had there been tornadoes in my area, I would have known that and been able to seek safe space. On that, one of the biggest things that you need to do with all of this, it does you no good to be aware if you don't have a plan of what you're going to do when a bad weather event happens. So, if you have a safe space for things like tornadoes or a higher level space for things like flooding, make sure when you know that pending weather is coming, and we usually do because we have great meteorologists, you clear that area out and you're ready to get access to it as quickly as possible if necessary. And remember, as I always say, PFP, plan for the puppies. If those dogs, cats, etc. need to go into those safe spaces with you, make sure they're comfortable with that and make sure you have space for them. Thanks again for having me on, Kim. And I hope this helps your audience. Remember, you can always find more about survival and preparedness at our website, thesurvivalpodcast.com. And if you're on those devices and don't want to type out all those letters, just use tspc.co. Tspc.co, our short URL, will take you right to our website.